This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's been back-to-back inflation data this week. We had the Consumer Price Index yesterday, up 6% year-on-year, as you heard on this program. Today came the Producer Price Index, that's wholesale prices, up 4.6% from this time last year. We had Sam Fields on the CPI story for us yesterday, housing as a driver of inflation specifically. And there was a term in that story that we figured needed another pass. The Federal Reserve, in its never-ending quest to get a more refined view of why prices are doing what they are doing, has taken to looking at something that's come to be called supercore inflation, which strips out housing and all goods, actually, leaving just core services. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes is on explainer duty today.
In the past month, I hired a babysitter, got a haircut, and bought baseball tickets. All those purchases are measured in supercore inflation. Alan Detmeister is an economist at UBS who also worked at the Fed.
It includes a lot of what people actually spend their money on, particularly if it's for work by another person.
The Fed watches this measure closely because the prices of baseball tickets and haircuts can be linked to the wages people are paid to cut hair or throw a baseball, points out Princeton economics professor Marcus Brennemeyer.
We would like to know how the wage dynamics will look like going into the future, because then it will feed into inflation down the road.
Brennemeyer also points out the vast majority of the U.S. workforce is employed in providing services, including him as a teacher of economics and me as a reporter. And Oxford Economics' Ryan Sweet says that means that, unlike goods, many of which are produced internationally,
this is the part of inflation that the Fed can control.
And it can set monetary policy accordingly to try to cool the labor market. It's worth pointing out, though, supercore inflation is not an official term used by the U.S. government. Some people measure it differently, and some economists flat out dislike it. Again, UBS economist and Fed alum Alan Detmeister.
I avoid it like the plague because I think it's a terrible term.
Detmeister says that wages don't always track with service prices, so how much we pay for baseball tickets or haircuts now doesn't necessarily give us a clear picture of where inflation overall is heading. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.